Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 26, 2021. Through whom do the laws of governance pass? Comment: I recently spoke with a highly educated woman who said, "Well done to the Jews. They know how to control the whole world." She expressed a feeling shared by many people that the Jews control everything. Yet in fact, there is no such control at all. My response: it doesn't matter. People subconsciously feel this through some inner feeling. Question: this is not about control, but rather a task that the Jews must fulfill? Answer: that's the problem. No matter what the Jews themselves understand, do, or feel, the laws of governance still pass through them, although they seem to have absolutely nothing to do with them. Question: what is the Kabbalah Academy, KABU, doing to spread this information around the world? Answer: we disseminate absolutely everywhere and to absolutely everyone. There are books and other publications in many languages. Question: should Jews living outside of Israel should also get involved in this? Or does it only apply to those who live here, Israel? Answer: the internal laws of the development of nature and society have led us to a state where we all together involuntarily begin to pass the upper governance through ourselves over animate, vegetative, and still nature. In principle, today the Jews have, so to speak, fulfilled their role, and what they have left to do is only to pass on to and involve all of humanity in this process. From CabTV's Algorithms Instead of People, August 4, 2021. My new article on LinkedIn: Afghanistan's Pandora Box for Mass Migration. 6 years have passed since Europe faced one of the worst refugee crises the continent remembers. Since the Taliban took over Afghanistan, shockwaves resonate throughout all of Europe as countries grapple with how to handle the arrival of the thousands fleeing war, persecution, and chaos that reigns in the besieged country. The European bloc is trying to divvy up quotas of Afghan immigrants. Turkey has already warned Europe that it will not be their refugee warehouse, and similar to Greece, it has built a wall to thwart asylum seekers. The outpouring of immigrants impacts the geographically distant United States to a lesser degree, but it is still expected to pay a heavy price for its messy withdrawal and to absorb thousands of Afghan refugees. This poses an additional challenge to their current migration crisis on its border with Mexico. The scenes of Afghans desperately trying to escape are saddening, distressing, and disturbing, but history has taught us one thing about mass migration policies: absorbing the entire nations of people is not a realistic solution, and most definitely not a wise one in the long term. We have never seen good results throughout generations of dealing with these situations. This is especially the case when bringing peoples with different religions, cultures, and behaviors in among other societies, particularly without any preparation on either side. It is like smoldering coals that aren't entirely extinguished that will readily reignite a raging flame under the right conditions. One may ask, do Europeans or Americans have a moral responsibility to accept every refugee after they withdrew military support in Afghanistan, leaving the country in the hands of extremists? Europeans or Americans should not take responsibility for people who have no intention of integrating into their culture and become like locals upon their arrival. Already today, those who travel to Europe find it completely different after previous massive waves of immigration. A more humane and correct solution would be to rehabilitate the affected peoples, help them, but in their place, in their home. But since terrorism has taken over their country, it is the mandate of international organizations such as the United Nations and its affiliates to fully support those struggling with adverse conditions to survive. Every people has a place on earth where they belong, where they share a common culture, religion, and values. A place where they should have the necessary means and conditions to settle down and live safely. Simply opening the doors and letting an influx of immigrants in will not solve any problem. It only creates new ones of huge proportions, including opening the doors for radicalized Islamic elements to infiltrate along with those genuinely looking for shelter. The goal in every society is for individuals to mix with each other and merge, but not artificially. The liberal approach, which believes that it is possible to assimilate every immigrant through broad-mindedness, is wrong. It is a recipe for increasing agitation unless a proper absorption and integration process is found. An effective integration would necessitate an in-depth educational process in which every individual would be taught how to unite on a common ground above their differences. Only after each nation has sat in its place and learned the laws of nature, which is round and integral, where every part is naturally linked to the rest of the system and works in harmony, then we will rise above differences. The merging should begin in spirit, in the shared values of loving others. Only then can we live with each other and not feel differences between us. My new article on LinkedIn, Migration is No Solution. A heart-rending picture of a baby being handed over from its parents to us, troops, but has since been reunited with its father, Airbnb offering to house 20,000 Afghan refugees at no charge, Europe fearing another wave of migration from a Muslim country, and the US debating if and how many Afghan refugees it should take in. All these point to our misunderstanding of ethnicity, culture, and faith. Instead of pondering what to do with refugees, we should plan and carry out programs to help indigenous people thrive in their indigenous countries and in their indigenous culture and faith. We can already see that the migration of millions of Muslims into Europe was not good for Europeans. There is no integration between the cultures, no desire to learn from one another, and the migrants have no wish to merge in their new environment, but to build their old countries in their new ones, ignoring the wants of their hosts, and often patronizing them as though they were entitled to reign the land. This forced encounter of civilizations creates nothing but clashes that produce distrust and hatred. I am all for brotherhood among all people. I think it is a must, especially today, and I think that achieving it will solve all our problems. But there is a right way to cultivate brotherhood, and there is a wrong way, and right now, we are wholly on the wrong way. What we are doing is forced integration, and this will never work. Each country and each nation has its own indigenous place on earth. On its own land, each nation should cultivate its culture and live by it. The international community should assist nations that need it to thrive in their own place, not transfer them to countries where they will be foreigners, where they will disrupt the lives of the locals, and struggle to maintain their own traditions. That would only make everyone miserable. Once we have achieved stability, where each nation sits under its own vine and under its own fig tree, so to speak, we can begin to gradually and thoughtfully integrate them. If we want to avoid such distressing images, of which we have seen too many in the past several years, we should change our mindset from encouraging migration to cultivating respect for all indigenous cultures and faiths. We will all benefit from the increased and solidified diversity, as long as we do it on the basis of respect and brotherhood among all people. My new article on LinkedIn, In a Gloomy World, There is a Way Out. If a word could embody humanity's current feeling, that would be uncertainty. The whole world is losing direction. People live without foreseeing any clear future. They do not know what will happen next, tomorrow, in the coming months, in a year. From new coronavirus variants to extreme weather, everything is becoming increasingly unpredictable. As somber as it seems, what lies beneath the confusion is nature's good intention to open our eyes to see that our endless quest for material achievements is meaningless, futile, and that the time has come to pursue a higher and lasting fulfillment in life. Uncertainty is evident in every field, on country leaders, in our workplace, the economy, society, within our families. We have reached a dead end. There is a sense of helplessness and despair, and no one really knows the right way forward. We don't know what to offer our children. Young people lack a good example to follow, and professions that they might previously have chosen may soon be irrelevant in today's rapidly changing reality. In any case, they have no drive to spend many years in studies when nothing really shines on the horizon. If their parents were driven to work endless hours a day to build themselves, the children no longer want to live that way. They seem to have learned the lesson and realize that there is no point in all this ceaseless pursuit of squandering their energy only to end up feeling empty. Many young people have stopped chasing after great achievements, and are instead just looking to get by in life, to pass the time connected to gadgets and disconnected from their environment. In general, the impulses for development that we had in the past are vanishing. We have begun to understand that there is nowhere else to go, no desire to move forward, no force driving us. This is the source of our despair, depression and helplessness. Until people begin to look for some meaning in life, expressions such as, "I am better off dead than alive," will become more frequent. Without a clear future and goal, a person has no strength to live. We see this trend everywhere in the world to a greater or lesser extent depending on people's nature or upon the conditions in their respective countries. But certainly, this is a global phenomenon. This is the first time in history in which everyone simply doesn't know what is happening. There is a general sense of shock. We have no idea how to control what unfolds, how to lead or be led. The importance of human, scientific, technological, and economic development achieved throughout the generations is dwindling because we now question whether everything that we have built thus far has something of real value to make us happy, fulfilled. We have reached this tipping point for a purpose. Such a state of despair is revealed so that we will realize that we cannot come out from this maze through our own individual forces. This situation is showing us just how alienated we are from each other. If we weren't so polarized and divided, we wouldn't feel so lonely, uncertain, and anxious. We would be much more resilient, confident, and hopeful about the future. Therefore, what we see as a general crisis and evil is actually nature at work, the upper force which is all good, pushing us forward to correct our selfish nature and harmful relations to others, the root cause of all our predicaments. Today we will no longer be able to manage our life successfully or survive without a method to guide us, the method of connection. It teaches us that the real meaning in our lives cannot be found in this world, in earthly short-lived matter, but only above it. We will only be able to rise to that elevated state by uniting and building a society truly founded on the basis of love of others, on mutual care and reciprocity. By this, we will be able to create the most fertile ground for a gratifying existence. Along the way from love of oneself to love of others, our image of reality is replaced. Our senses are renewed, the mind and the heart change direction from the inside out, and an opposite world is revealed to us. We suddenly perceive a higher, wider world in perfect connection with the force that controls and balances everything in nature and reach a meaningful life and eternal fulfillment. The pressure of nature. Comment: look at what is happening in the world now. If we sort of rise above the planet and look at what is occurring, it is awful. Floods, fires, disasters. People do not want to believe that the very actions of people are beginning to destroy us. Some people think that this is some kind of punishment. The Turkish president believes that the fires in Turkey are the result of arson, etc., but all the terrible consequences of the elements, for example, floods, are the result of the fact that a person settles in places where, in principle, he should not live. Even if he settles there, then the conditions of protection are not created because it costs money. What if it just works out? That is, people themselves are often the cause of these disasters. My response: logically, you may be partly right. But I would say that nature punishes us for not wanting to be organically integrated into its general background. That is why it happens. All the problems that we stir up today, from the coronavirus to the rest of the Egyptian plagues, occur because nature pushes us out of itself. Internally, it has a mind hidden from us, and is no longer able to bear such an attitude toward itself. It can only be accepted. But I think that in the end we will realize and understand this. People who are closer to nature feel that nature is intelligent and therefore it treats us this way. From CapTV's algorithms instead of people, August 4, 2021. The secret of happiness for a Kabbalist? Question: what is your secret of happiness? Answer: my secret of happiness is to be in balance with the world, to feel that I am not interfering with the world, I am not interfering with people, I am trying to be an organic part so that people receive from me the right example of how to interact with each other and with the world. I want to believe that I am telling people about this all the time. Question: do you consider yourself a happy person? Answer: yes. But this does not mean that I have already exhausted everything. I still have to achieve some big goals. And this makes it interesting and good. From CapTV's Meetings with Kabbalah, July 29, 2021. The point of absolute health. The most important thing for a person is to discover the sense of unity with the world, because by doing so, we find absolute balance. If we clearly understand what kind of world we live in, what forces we must balance in us and around us, this, in principle, is the point of absolute health. This is what the science of Kabbalah deals with. It states that we exist in a world where only two forces rule, the force of reception and the force of bestowal, which are split into many different sub-forces. If we want to come to balance, then our task is to balance these forces in such a way so that it is possible to receive, to bestow, and at the same time be in a state of absolute comfort. Question: what is the simplest advice you would give to a person in life? Answer: the very first and simplest advice are the well-known rules, that which you hate, do not do to your friend, and love your neighbor as yourself. From CapTV's Meetings with Kabbalah, July 29, 2021. Transcending to the next world. Question: why am I so attracted to your talks and lectures? Answer: because you hear about yourself, about your soul, about the way you can attain a whole eternal state, where life and death of your body have no effect on you, and where you will begin to feel that life is infinite and flows in a totally different manner than what you imagine today. If we begin to gather, we will feel the transition to the next state, to the upper world, in the connection between us, because it is in the center of our mutual cooperation. Just as astronomers say that there is a transition from one state to another in space, it is the same here. It is a unique transition, a transition from our world and an entrance to the next world. From CapTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 7, 2019. Changing life for the better. Baal HaSulam, peace in the world, we must know that the above-mentioned law of development, which is spread over the whole of reality, is certain to reform all evil to good and useful, and acts through the power of the government of heaven above, meaning without asking permission from the people, dwellers of the earth. However, the Creator placed knowledge and authority in the hands of man and permitted him to accept the above-mentioned law of development under his own authority and government, and handed him the ability to hasten the process of development as he wishes, freely and completely independent of the boundaries of time. There is an active, inevitable law of nature in time. Everything is arranged according to a timetable, and there is time for each and every event. We cannot change anything, and we act according to this timetable with the same developing force that tirelessly leads us through all the phases of our development. It is a rigid system of nature. This is how it operates, and we cannot escape it, We are bound to it, like tiny insects that must act according to it. Yet, although this development is necessary and takes place accurately and on time, there is a way to hasten and to improve it, and this depends on us. We develop according to the plan in any case, like a train that moves from one point to another and must reach its destination. We can hasten our arrival at the last station and feel much better during our journey than if we participate in the process unconsciously and move and change not knowingly. Of course, we would perceive the final phase differently. We would attain it and reach the same outcome anyway, but we would go through all kinds of conflicts along the way. We would fall and rise, quarrel and undergo disasters in every aspect of our lives. But it can also be the opposite way, by acting comfortably and feeling that we are led through this whole way like in a dining car. On the whole, the wisdom of Kabbalah provides us with only one solution. If you want to advance no matter how, you can leave everything and not hear anything, return to your life and carry on together there with everyone else, in unity with the whole globe, as long as it revolves. But if you want to change your life for the better, while advancing toward the attainment of the goal of creation in which your place has already been determined, where everything has already been determined, and advance toward it consciously, wisely and quickly, you can do it with the help of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That makes all the difference. This is our choice. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 14, 2019.